Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Blessed greetings and love. How you doing, Nazbeth? How you feeling, man?
Well, I'm happy to be alive. I'm away from my kids. So that is kind of not that much of a great feeling. But on the other hand, I have to look the food to put on their table. So, again, I'm really and truly happy to be alive and well. Happy to be in America, on my journey, on a mission. So, all in all, I'm good.
So, how many kids do you have?
Well, I guess 5 kids. But
okay.
One living in Canada, one in New Jersey, and the other 3 in Jamaica.
Okay. Wow, awesome, awesome. Well, that's beautiful, man. You are out here in the United States doing your supportive tour. You're doing your My Dream Tour, right?
Well, you can call it so because that's a song the people know me for, but I'm definitely putting out there my album, Amen album, which My Dream is going to be on it as well. So,
and that's dropping this coming Friday?
Next Friday, the 26th of this month, 26th of October.
Yes.
It will be released on all the
media platforms.
Different medium, and Zojak is distributing it.
Okay.
So it will definitely be around the social platform.
All right. Well, if one of our listeners has never heard of Nazbeth, who is Nazbeth and where is Nazbeth coming from?
Nazbeth was born as Greg Nazbeth from Kingston, Jamaica, in the inner city.
Okay.
That's where the least fortunate gather together, not by choice. So, I grew up with a brother and 2 sisters. Mom and dad, most of the time, dad was away looking food for the table.
Okay.
And I attend the Charles Smith Comprehensive. I closed off school at Charles Smith Comprehensive High School.
Okay.
And growing up in the inner city is a typical life, you know. You hope and pray for better days because you never get the opportunity to have what you want. It was always what was available.
Right.
And so you then have to take whatever has been handed to you and use it to the best of your ability and hope and pray for better days. So I'm a typical inner city youth that decided to keep my head high above the water despite the many challenges that I have.
And so after school, when did you decide to take up to be a singer or work in the entertainment business industry?
It was after school, you know, during my time of attending Charleston Comprehensive High School. That's a school located in Trenchtown, Arnett Garden. I discovered that, you know, I have a talent, but that talent it was more about a vibe, a nice vibe and an energy. Whenever the teacher wasn't around, I used to tap on the desk, and whatever popular song was in rotation, I would take out a line or two and put in whatever I want to put in. I customize it, you know, in my own way, and the peers would be there, would be cheering me on and saying that, you know, I'm an artist. But at that time, I never look at myself as an artist, because it was just this good vibe. It gives me a vibe, it gives me an energy, and whenever I really want to feel like, you know, I'm alive and well, I would definitely search for that vibe. So I get attached to that vibe after leaving school, and I was always, you know, I discovered that a vibe of such is what keep me going. So time after time, I would take the time out to vibe, to bring forward that vibe, and in doing so, I then find myself going to the different studios. And but at the time, after leaving school, I was working and things, so, you know, outside of music. But at the same time, I was putting my pen to paper and still writing my songs, because, as I said, it was the vibe that keep me alive. So I was more attached to that vibe. And then
you knew what was going to happen with your life. You knew you were going to dedicate your life to doing music and catching that energy.
No, I have no clue that that was what it would have turned out to be.
Okay.
As I said, it was more a vibe to me that, you know, give me a good, and it's like that vibe keep me alive. So,
okay.
Like whenever I'm feeling down and out, I will try to find a song or two to sing to myself, and, you know, put myself in that vibe to give me hope of making it to the next day. So it was more of a vibe to me. It wasn't about a career.
Okay.
It was afterward I realized that, you know, why struggling when I have a talent? And so after realizing that it was a talent that I could, you know, put forward, I started to do so, and here I am.
Yeah. Well, I remember as a DJ, always collecting all the juggling, all the 7-inch juggling, your name started coming up on the lists. And slowly but surely started, you know, more and more people were playing your music. And I think the song that really kind of caught fire for you was Bored House, that really kind of put you on the map, no? What do you think?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, I've had, like a few years before, a popular song. It's called So Let It Be, popularly known as I Love Her, She Loves Me on the Golden Bathtub Rhythm, produced by Shakin Vine.
Okay.
So it was my first popular song, but my first hit song was in 07, Word Out on the Trumpet Rhythm.
Right.
And that went to a different level. So I am not disputing the fact that you made mention of Bored House, because, you know, Bored House is where you know me from. So
yeah, we even I come from well, I'm a selector on Roots High Power Sound System. We have Bored House on dub plate, so that's pretty. It was pretty awesome when we had that. Yeah,
okay,
man.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, man. So from Bored House, and that was like 11 years ago, you just never gave up with the music, and now you hit again with your video, My Dream, and now you have an album and a U.S. tour. Tell us about the album.
Well, first thing first, I must say the album, it is called Amen, and the acronym is the name initial for my late wife, Anne Marie Elliott Nesbitt.
Okay.
And we have been together for over a decade. She has given me two beautiful kids.
Okay.
And for everything that she has done, I think that it is only fair for me to keep her name up and alive, because she has been a support. She has given me so much support, words can't even explain.
Okay.
So I'm dedicating this album to her. that's my debut album.
Very beautiful.
It means a lot. And the fact that I'm dedicating it to her, it shows that I don't forget her. She may not be here physically, but spiritually, I think she's still around.
Okay.
And so, again, this album, this body of work is more sentimental to me than any other work that I have ever put my craft to.
Okay.
And so I look forward to the release date. I'm really anticipating it. My dream will definitely be on the album.
Okay.
The story will be on the album. A track that I've done for her is on the album, and it's called Amen. Remove My Enemies on the album. A collab with myself and Popcorn that is called Trial is on it.
Wicked.
A collab with myself and Junior Reed is on it also. I have a collab on it with Agent Sasko. So there's three collabs on the album.
Right.
And some beautiful. I do hope the people feel and love the song the same way I love them, because it is not about me and me only. You know, I understand that life is what it is, and many of us face similar challenges, and we're only human. So I think I take that in consideration, to know that if I am putting out a project out there, it must be a project that will be relatable, regardless of what country you're from, regardless of the language you speak.
Right.
If you speak, for example, Spanish, and you can translate my English to Spanish, I know for a fact that it will apply to your life.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a body of work that means.
And you produce it yourself?
Yeah, I produce it. I'm the one who produced My Dream as well.
Okay, excellent.
But I done that for my company. So it's like I produce My Dream, and so it has taken me to a different level. So I'm like, you know, challenging myself as it relates to Amen, and to know that My Dream will be on the album, I just have to do my best to make sure the quality of work remains where My Dream is, or shoot above My Dream. So that's the aim anyway.
Very good. Very cool. Very cool. Very cool. Now, on this tour, how many dates are on the tour, and where are you in the tour?
I am right as we speak now. I'm in LA. I've done a gig last night, and tomorrow I'll be journeying off to Seattle.
Okay.
And then from Seattle, I will be in New York City, and I'll be going to Virginia, Connecticut, and a few more states.
So you're at the beginning of your tour? Kind of.
I don't hear you.
You're towards the beginning of your tour.
Well, you can say that, and I have an album launch for the Amen album inside of New York, at Harlem, inside of Harlem.
Okay.
A club called Miss Harlem on the 24th of this month. And I have two album release parties inside Jamaica. One on the 30th, that is in St. James, Montego Bay, and the other is in Kingston, 100 Live, Kingston. So the venue for the album release party inside of Jamaica is 100 Live. On the 30th will be in St. James, Mobe, and on the 31st will be Oak Road, Kingston, Jamaica.
Excellent, excellent. Well, we wish you a lot of success with your new record. You know, we know you want to get back to your kids soon, and so send them some love and everything for us. And, you know, we just wish you all the best, Nesbeth.
And I'm really thankful for you to give me this platform to put forward my work and for my voice to be heard. And I just want to tell you thanks on behalf of the entertainment fraternity I know that countless of artists have used your platform and are successful in doing so, but I don't know if any of them stop to tell you thanks.
Okay.
So I definitely want to tell you thanks on behalf of all of them, and it's an honor and a blessing to be on your program, and I do hope whatever it is that keep you up and alive will continue to keep you up and alive for life itself, for music, and you just continue to take care of yourself health-wise and give God the glory, and you know, bless up your family likewise. And before I even go, I just want to say thanks to the Entertainment Soul. That's the company that I've signed with. And I want to say thanks to Francis Management also for collaborating with my company in order to make so many things happen for me. And I want to also thank just about everyone that has been supporting Nesbitt, like yourself, over the years, because it is a collected effort, and it's not an industry that one man can live for one man's self. You know, we all have to pull together in order to make things work. And so I want to say thanks to the listeners that is listening, and whoever is feeling ill at the moment, I do hope and pray that you'll get over that illness, and whoever is feeling down, I do hope and pray that they can listen to Nesbitt's song and the vibe can get upbeat. And I want to say, I want to encourage the listeners to go on Nesbitt Reggae. Yes, so they can hit me up on Nesbitt Reggae if they want to know anything about Nesbitt life, because my life ain't secret anymore. I am living for the fuck. I just have to get used to it.
Yeah, man.
There's
yeah,
no
man.
Close to my life. So Nesbitt Reggae is my Instagram. NesbittReggae.com is my website. Nesbitt Reggae is my name across the social platform.
Beautiful. Well, Nesbitt, I want to let you know. I want you to thank you for, you know, say you're welcome for the love and the support that we've been giving you, and you know, we continue. Like again, we want to wish you more success and, you know, more prosperity for you and your family, and your career and your support team.
Thank you very much, and we'll definitely be talking sometime in the near future, because, you know,
yeah,
the journey continues, and I am putting in the work, so the best is yet to come. And so, you know, I'm happy at the stage of my career where I'm at right now. Not that I'm comfortable, because there's room for improvement. So, you know, I'm just going to put in the work, give thanks for life, and just take it a step at a time, because the music that I am putting in, no, it's not about Nesbitt and Nesbitt only. It's preserving life and giving people hope. Hopelessness is on the rise. So I think I have to do something special. I want to instill hope in the people. So when you listen to a Nesbitt song, it is more of a motivating song than a derogatory song or a song that will pull you apart.
Okay.
It is a song that says, okay, today never worked for you. This is what you have to do tomorrow for it to work for you. Tomorrow didn't work for you, still have hope that the day after can something will work out.
That's
so
what's up. That's
keep
what's
your
up.
Hope and alive, you know. So that is it. So thanks again, and just go and bless up yourself and dig up your family for me, and thanks for having me, and Jah guide. Bless
you. Respect.